Hello everyone, I am Manoj Sathe. I am a statistics first class graduate from Ruya College, and I have pursued MBA in human resources, plus I have done post graduation in travel and tourism management from Mumbai University, and last 10 years I am having a functional experience of travel and tourism as well as HR, and last 5 years I am into full-fledged teaching management subject. So everyone, today we are going to learn the chapter 9, that is the functional administration is the core subject, and today's our topic is annual maintenance contract. So for any annual maintenance contract, what is the first important thing is the quality. So what do you mean by quality? So as per the every great thinker or management guru has explained the concept of quality as per their views. So we can take any definition of quality. For example, as per the Juran's definition, quality means fitness for use. So quality means fitness of use is as per the Juran's definition. That means if you take any product, let's say a laptop, how much the laptop will survive without any upgradation or without any fault. So obviously it will depends company to company. For example, higher end laptops like Dell and HP, obviously it will go without any problem. But if you think the lower end laptops like Lenovo and all that, it may give quality trouble. So that is why the management guru Peter Drucker says that quality is not the company decides, quality is what the customer wants. Okay, so for coming to the operations business, quality highly depends on the machine output, machine performance. So quality output varies from the machine. So that is why annual maintenance contract comes into the picture. So in the complex operations procedures today, computer is used everywhere. We have various complex machinery which is run by the computer. So for that complex machinery, you have that CNC control. That means computerized numerical control. So to do the maintenance of that CNC, we require a special technical know-how, special expertise. So CNC manufacturers are the best people to support in maintaining these machines as well as total technology. So how MNC helps, so annual maintenance contract helps in this, we will see step by step. So first of all, what is the concept of this annual maintenance contract? Okay, so mainly it is used for the tangible assets. So tangible assets means which we can see from our eyes. So you can take starting from air conditioners, laptop, printers and various complex machinery which is used in various industries like automotive sector, pharma sector, pharmaceutical sector, etc. So annual maintenance contract are executed for operative machinery, equipment and physical appliances. So while the machinery, equipment or the appliance gets released the warranty, the manufacturer initiates the proposal for an MNC which becomes like a extended warranty with the fresh item. That means suppose a small company having a 30 workstations of HP machines, they have purchased it simultaneously and a warranty period is say 2 years. So up to 2 years, that 20 machines obviously will serve without any charge by the HP service center. But what will happen after 2 years? Obviously for any problem, you have to call each and every time to the service center. But here, after 2 years, if you sign a AMC, that is annual maintenance contract with that service provider, then he is the taking care of all 20 units, 20 workstation during that period. So we will see the example. If the customer calls a service engineer every time as an independent call for the breakdown or a preventive maintenance, it turns out to be very expensive. So that is why, let's say this thing, in this company there are 20 workstations. So after 2 years, they say AMC is costing too much, so let's forget MNC. Just we go without the annual maintenance contract. So if any company see the statistics in next coming 6 months, repeatedly they have to call for the service engineer. And once your company is not into annual maintenance contract, then each time the service engineer will charge you for coming at your company. So that if you sum it in total, it will be a very expensive affair. So I have just given you the example of just a small company. Just imagine a very big MNC which is having 4000 plus employees, having 4000 plus workstations or laptop. Their cost will be too huge. So AMC is very much advisable. So it is an economical option for the customer. So that is why AMC is an integral part of the functional administration. So who signs this contract? So annual maintenance contract signed between a customer and a product manufacturer or service center allows regular checkup and routine work to keep the performance and the quality of the products in good condition every year. So let's take one example like that. If you want to sign an annual maintenance contract for all the laptops in the company, so you will your administrative head, who is the signing authority from the admin department or HR department, they will sign the annual maintenance contract to the product manufacturer or the service center. So what is the duration? So normally it varies company to company, center to center, but normally AMC is for 6 months to 1 year duration. In larger cases, it can be go up to 3 years and 5 years also. So now coming to the types of annual maintenance contract. So depending on the product you own, the product manufacturer, service center offer different type of MNC. So as I told you earlier, the MNC can be signed off. We can use this MNC agreement for any type of services of tangible assets of your company, like any Xerox machines. Nowadays MNC can be signed even for vehicles also. So any tangible assets. So all the terms and conditions will vary. So for example, in the agreement for laptop MNC, obviously the conditions will be slightly different than the AMC contract of the vehicles. So you can choose the contract based on your regular product usage requirement and the stress it undergoes. Means what? Let's say you have fleet of 20 Skoda cars with all your head of departments in your company, and they are using it means extensively. So obviously their per month mileage will obviously it's more. They are not just using it just to coming residence to the office. So they are using it to visit nearby places for their official work as well as their personal work. So obviously in this scenario, obviously it will be the contract which require very high cost. Why? Because per month mileage will be very high. So these statistics, the AMNC, the annual maintenance contract company will visualize, they will analyze, and even they will decide the price for the contract. So let's say reverse scenario, you have 20 fleet of cars, but your company personals, they use this car just for coming from residence to their office, and they are not using for any other purpose. So obviously per day the car usage will be not more than 100 kilometers. So in this scenario, the MNC contract will be having very limited terms and conditions because liability of this type of MNC is very less. So we'll see most common types of MNC. So some of the most common types of MNCs are, first one is the comprehensive plus labor MNC. Then second is labor only MNC. Then third is labor plus spare parts to a fixed amount MNC. The fourth one is MNC with rubber and plastic parts. And the last one, the fifth one, is the MNC without rubber and plastic part. So first we will see what is that comprehensive plus labor MNC. So in that, whatever the failure happens, MNC company will take care, as well as they will take care the labor charges. In second, labor only MNC, what it will cover? Suppose you have done this MNC, labor only MNC, for all your laptops. So in this case, in future, you have signed that MNC for, let's say, 1 year. So during 1 year period, if any troubleshooting or any error happens to your laptop, service engineer from that service center will come to your company n number of time free of charge. But suppose any problem with the hard disk, any problem with the RAM, any problem with other device, then you have to charge as per that. So in this scenario, only labor is covered, rest everything you have to pay. Then third one is labor plus spare parts to a fixed amount. So it is nothing but the extension of second type of MNC, that is labor only MNC. In this type of MNC, labor as well as some fixed amount for the spare parts is included. So let's see the same example of the laptops. So let's say the same company has signed the AMC for the laptop, third type of MNC, labor plus spare parts to be fixed amount. So what is that amount? So this amount is the fix. So it depends from company to company, product to product. Let's say this product for per laptop, the fixed amount for per laptop is say 2000 per year. So in this case, third scenario, if any problem happens, the service engineer will come to troubleshoot, to service free of charge. He will change, if at all any product is faulty, any part is faulty, he will change it. But the maximum limit for per machine is only 2000. So any part which is costing, let's say, 2500, okay, the company has to pay only that remaining part, because 1500 is already covered as a fixed amount. Then the fourth one is MNC with rubber and plastic part. So this type of MNC is a specific one, in that rubber and plastic parts machinery is involved. So again, this type of MNC you cannot apply to, let's say, laptop and all that, because not much rubber parts is involved. But definitely complex mechanical processes, in that definitely you can use this type of MNC. That is MNC with rubber and plastic parts. So along with that, maintenance of that rubber and plastic parts only covered in that MNC. And the last and not the least is the MNC without rubber and plastic parts. So again, it is applied to manufacturing processes where rubber and plastic parts are not included in MNC. So to conclude, these various type of MNCs, which to opt for, obviously it is a decision between the top management, the administration team, and what type of production is happening in their business model. So obviously it will change from scenario to scenario. Then advantages of registering for an annual maintenance contract. So what are the various advantages for MNC? So as I earlier told, can company go without the MNC? So already we have seen, if the company goes without that MNC, it will be very, very costly affair. Not only is a costly affair, the manpower required, number of man hours required to handle that problems is also huge. So the first advantage of signing MNC is it saves from an unexpected repairs and avoids cost for these repairs. So that is very important, because if any important machine gets down and there are no one to take care, so whole work can be stopped. So let's say one example, one of the very senior person's presentation is tomorrow and somehow its laptop got corrupt. So what to do if you don't have MNC? you will be in a problem, you will run here and there, you will call admin department, HR department, IT department. But the other scenario, if you have MNC in place for this laptop, same thing, you can get service immediately, because as I said that in agreement, the service standard SOP, service level agreement, it has been said that any call, any request to be answered within 24 hours or 48 hours. Next point is round the clock service from qualified technicians. So here the advantage is, because they have their expertise, having expertise in this field, so you can get the round the clock service from a qualified technicians. Then third point is planned services for your product. So let's say air condition. So if you have signed air conditioners annual maintenance contract for a year, so even if your AC doesn't working, or let's say AC is working fine, but as per their schedule, the MNC people, the service annual maintenance contract, the service provider, every month or every 15 month they will come, they will check and they will note the report, so that a periodic evaluation is being done if it is been protected through annual maintenance contract. And last is genuine spare parts for high reliability. So if you see in the spare parts, the recent statistics shows around 30 to 40% spare parts in IT as well as in manufacturing are bogus, that is not, as you can say, it is a duplicate. So by having MNC, we can trust that service provider that they will provide only genuine parts, no bogus part. So generally every product is provided with the warranty for a fixed period of time after the product is purchased. So again I said that, given the example of laptop, let's say we take the example of a four-wheeler luxury car. So for within purchase, 1 year within the purchase, their servicing and everything is free. Afterwards, then definitely it will be charged as per the cost. So whenever the warranty for the product expires, customer should call the customer care number of the company in order to buy MNC for their products for some more years. So warranty period is over, then they either the producer or the service center, they call the company and they explain about various MNCs available with them, and accordingly they will fix the annual maintenance contract. So these MNCs are charged by the company depending upon the type of MNC you select to buy from the them. So here in this case, the service center or the production company will be having various MNCs to suit your budget and to suit your requirement. Sometimes let's say a very big nationalized bank want to sign a MNC for their all the branches in Mumbai just for their air conditioners. So how this MNC annual maintenance contract to be work out? First, the MNC team and administration team, they will do a joint meeting. They will take some data of how many branches that bank is having in Mumbai. Let's say that bank is having around say 29 branches in Mumbai. Plus they will count the number of air conditioning units that branches is having, plus the make of that air conditioning unit, plus because all the branches will not having the same product of that AC, because some will have Panasonic AC, some will have LG AC, so it varies. So that is why based on these statistics, the MNC company, their operations person will decide the terms and condition and the value for yearly value. So that is why these MNCs are charged by the company depending on the type. So with mutual understanding, they will decide whether they want to go for labor only MNC, whether they want to go labor plus fixed cost MNC, whether they want to go labor plus spare part MNC. So now we will see the types of an annual maintenance contract services. So broadly we can say there are two types One is the comprehensive MNC, and second is non-comprehensive, or also it is called as call basis MNC. So first we will see how the comprehensive MNCs are again divided into two parts. So the first part of comprehensive MNC, which includes repair and replacement of the faulty PC parts for a lump sum price. So here you are not charged separately for the labor or the parts replace. So in this scenario, if you sign a MNC for this type, and if your PC gets breakdown, so obviously you will get the service free of cost plus whatever the parts. Now it is the liability of MNC company, whatever the part, whether it is 1000, whether it is 100 rupees, or whether it is 25,000, they will get change you free of cost. Other type of comprehensive MNC does not include the replacement of parts. It does not charge for the labor, but the owner has to pay the actual price for the parts replaced. So in this case, if you think that your, this again the same laptop example, if you think your company has purchased, admin department has purchased best quality of laptop, either Dell or HP, so you don't require any further change of parts, they are working very smoothly. This is how you come to a conclusion, you have seen your past record. So you can obviously go in this case with this type of MNC, that without just labor only, not replacement of part. So in this case, suppose any breakdown happens, then they will serve you free of cost, but whatever the charge for that part, it will be chargeable as per the that incidence, as per that call. Then coming to the second type of MNC, that is non-comprehensive MNC. So one has to pay for both the repair as well as the replace part. So in this scenario, every time when you are calling the engineer, you have to pay for the repairs. Just to repair your laptop, AC, whatever, he will charge you, and obviously he will charge you for the replace part. Then another classification of these MNCs are on-site or carry-in MNCs. On-site means what? If you have signed on-site MNC, the service engineer will visit your premises, he will service it, he will replace the defective part, and he will service you during that MNC period. So where is carry-in contracts, where you have to carry the faulty machine to their service center and get it repaired. So again the question comes, which one is beneficial? So most of the cases, the on-site will prove a good choice, because most of the thing you require a very prompt service from this MNC. Only certain scenarios, if you are doing a MNC for your office fleet of your cars, in that case no need that to bring that MNC or mechanic to your company and to repair. You can easily go at their place and get it repaired. So again, which one to go depends. So most MNCs, they prefer the on-site thing because they get very prompt service. So carry-in MNCs also in practice, but the percentage is very less. You can say 70% go as per the statistics for on-site MNCs, and only 30% goes for carry-in. So what are the features of this MNC contract? So first feature is the preventive maintenance. So any electronic product require timely service so that your systems will function properly. So every month our engineer visits once apart from any problem and routine preventive maintenance. So preventive maintenance means what? The service engineer or the service person will visit your company just for a routine checkup, just to see whether everything is fine. So that is called preventive maintenance. So this is one of the major term in the MNC contract. Next one is the standby support. So in this case, if any of your parts are not working and it has to take to service center, we will be providing a standby support so that breakdown time of your machine is minimum. Means what? Let's say you have signed standby support MNC for the AC machines, and in the this your AC breakdowns in a very humid and high temperature day in the month of May, and if you are have included this standby support agreement in your MNC, your problem comes, the person from the MNC will visit your office, he will check the problem and he will replace it with another AC from the company. So here, what is the advantage for the company? The breakdown time of that thing is very less. But again, here standby support can be offered with the regular machines. If you have very complex machine in pharmaceutical industry or where you have purchased that machine from the foreign vendor like Japan or USA, that machine if it breaks down, then that machine is costing into crores. In that case, that machine cannot be replaced. So in that case, standby support will be not possible. So again, this standby support is available from product to product, machine to machine. Then next is residence engineer. So if you have more than 50 machines, we will be providing you the residence engineer. We means the MNC company. So if let's say a automotive unit is having some automatic robot type of parts to in their assembly line to produce their cars. So in this case, if their machine numbers is 50 plus, in that the MNC company will give you a specialized person round the clock sitting in your manufacturing unit. So that person is called as a residence engineer. But this is a viable only when you have the large number of machines. So that is why it is mentioned, if it is viable only when it is more than 50 machines. Let's say if your company is having this type of machines only in 15 in number, and if you put this clause, first of all, putting this clause, the MNC company will not agree. Even if they agree, it will not viable for them to give a full-fledged residence engineer sitting in your company just to handle that 15 machines, because the law of probability, you can say, out of 15 machines, one or two machines will require a monthly breakdown or monthly quality issues. So that is why it is applicable only when the machine size is more. Now come to the last and very important part, that is the what are the benefits of MNC. So first and the most important part is the confirmation of satisfactory troubleshooting. So if any your machine gets breakdown, then all the process in that workflow gets stopped. So in that, you require a very timely service within 24 hours, let's say 48 hours. So troubleshooting is very much essential. Let's say if your hard disk has crashed and you need that laptop to be arranged within 24 hours, and if you have not signed the MNC, then what you will do? I mean, it is a very big question unless you have not taken the backup. So in this scenario, the satisfactory troubleshooting is the most important benefit of the MNC. So here, what is the use of that troubleshooting? Here your calls are attended on timely basis. So the service provider also gives a tips for a better use. For example, you are having AC machines in your office. So they give these tips like that. Don't switch on and off your AC machine too often. If you want it, reduce the temperature. Otherwise, the performance or output gets reduced. Then he takes how the procedure happens. So in the troubleshooting, the service engineer or service person visits in your company for the service call. Whatever the procedure he does is that, and then whatever the spare parts or anything he is getting to changing, he gets a seal, he gets everything documented. So he has a proof that what services he has done. So in this case, if you have labor only type of MNC, so in this case, whatever the spare parts you are changing, it will be documented. And another advantage is, for that you don't have to give instant payment because you are covered into AMC. So as per the payment cycle, you can pay their charges quarterly, monthly or yearly. Then at the end of the troubleshooting, the technicians holds a closing meeting with the customer. So in this, what is the purpose of this type of closing meeting? So he discusses the problem. So if the problem is serious, he tells the customer the scenario. If problem is okay, manageable, then he gives them the idea what within what time frame he will get the service and he can start performing the work as it is. Then periodic review of the MNCs. So representatives of the customer and the manufacturer fix up review meetings periodically to review satisfactory performance of the MNC, solve any problem or any deficiencies with an intention to systemize the MNC for the desired purpose. So how often these MNC representative will meet the company? Again, it depends. So as per the your annual contract, sometimes they do this meeting monthly, sometimes quarterly, sometimes yearly. If you are handling a very large volume, then they may visit your company quite often, weekly or maybe within 2 days. So what is the use of this periodic review? That it helps in doing that preventive maintenance. So even if everything is going smooth, they will record it. So tomorrow if anything goes down, so they will have a track that, let's say this company is having 300 laptop, per 15 days breakdown happens only one or two. So how this periodic review helps the functional administration department in long run? So let's say the company has taken a decision to purchase their laptops by the HP, and they are very fine with the company HP products and everything. And in MNC periodic review, they realize that last year compared to last year, this year's breakdowns are too high. So in this scenario, if the situation continues with the HP laptop, maybe budget is good, the finance department approves the budget, functional administration department may go next year with the better product, maybe they go with the Dell. So this is the use of the periodic review. So you get a hand statistics on your fingertips. Then some more advantage of MNCs are, a skilled and knowledgeable technician is capable of maintaining the machinery and equipment in a better way, since he is having a continuity of the maintenance job. So in this scenario, just you can compare, you are not into MNC and your laptop breaks down. So you will call your regular IT vendor. He will come to you as per his convenience. Maybe you have to call him repeatedly. After 24 hours, again you have to remind, come to your office, check. He will come at his own will, and then he will service. As I told you, in MNC you get guaranteed spare parts. So maybe this vendor may provide you faulty parts also. So maybe sometime happens that the problem is so complex that the regular person will not understand what is happening wrong. Whereas if the person from the MNC comes to service that product, he knows that this job because he is technical expert in his field. So he knows, he has a sales resourceful person. So any difficult problem also he can find a solution within the stipulated time. The next advantage is the lifespan of machinery increases and wear and tear is minimized. So definitely here you are getting an expert help from the persons who know how to handle it. So with this, your lifespan of that product gets increased. So if say laptop without MNC contract, maybe surviving average life of that laptop is 3 years. If you are having a MNC place for yearly, average laptop age in your company may go 4 year, 5 year plus. Depends company to company how much they are using. Then next one is the machine downtime is minimized. So what is machine downtime? Machine downtime is nothing but the time, the duration for which the machine becomes unusable or becomes idle. So you, if you have MNC in place, so maximum 48 hours for the normal machine. Very complex machine, they may be idle for maybe 5 to 6 working days. That's it. So your process doesn't get hurt. Your cycle keep on continuing. And last, not the least, very important one, it is economical for the customer. So to give example of this, if you just count the service calls for the laptop in the 1 month, if you are making, let's say for to handle the 300 laptop, if you are making 15 service call, so if you are in the MNC, then you don't have to pay because it is an annual. But if you want to pay every time for the service engineer, the cost goes tremendously high. And let's see, here I gave you the example of just one branch. If you are a company holding various branches at various locations, so it will be a chaos to handle that. So your economical, it proves, MNC proves very economical for the company. So this is all about the MNC, the important concept in the any department of functional administration, and it is a core concept in functional administration department. So any functional administration department in today's scenario cannot survive without MNC. Thank you.